Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Stephen Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. Another great show in store today, buddy. But before we get to the show, what's going on over there in Wisconsin tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, spring is in the air. And I know the calendar says February 14th or Valentine's Day, but it was the mid-40s here in Wisconsin today. And down in Arizona, pitchers and catchers reported for the Milwaukee Brewers, and all across Arizona and Florida, pitchers and catchers reported for spring training, meaning opening day, just a few weeks away, which to me, Troy, is quite exciting, as I do love baseball. I love everything to do with baseball. And, you know, I figured with pitchers and catchers reporting, it would be perfect time to kind of give a preview what to look for, what to expect going into spring training with the Milwaukee Brewers, with pitchers and catchers reporting. And Troy, lots of questions surrounding this Brewer team. Very young team, other than Matt Garza and Ryan Braun, the team's relatively young. Willie Peralta and Ryan Braun are the two longest tenured Brewers on the team. Peralta, second longest tenured. And, you know, a lot of young faces filling out the Brewers 40-man roster. And the question is, who's going to be making the opening day roster? And who's going to be in the pitching staff? Because the Brewers have about seven pitchers that could potentially take the starting rotation: with Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, Matt Garza, Junior Guerra, Jimmy Nelson, Willie Peralta, and Tommy Milhomme. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, Troy, with the Milwaukee Brewers and the young, up-and-coming Milwaukee Brewer team. And I'm sure out in your neck of the woods, Pittsburgh, the Pirates spring training is starting as well. And I know we could talk about this later show, but I'm sure there's lots of questions surrounding the Pirates as well.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Pittsburgh. You know, I know tonight we're going to talk Milwaukee Brewers. Just quickly with the Pirates, I mean, Jung Ho Gung, if there's a situation going on there with a DUI over in his homeland, so he's not going to be at spring training right away. That's a big concern. They moved Andrew McCutchen out of center field, moved Sterling Marte into the center. I personally think that could be a good move. But, yeah, there's some questions surrounding the Pirates. And then they have a core lineup. And the big thing is going to be what's going on with their starting pitching. They have, of course, Gerrit Cole is the number one guy. But then you get down into that 3-4-5 spot. And they've got some young arms that were forced into action last year. And did pretty well getting called up, and so it'll be interesting to watch their development. But when you get to that bottom of that rotation, you're looking at who's going to fill that role, similar to the Brewers. But when you look at the overall rosters, the Pirates a little bit more of a veteran team, probably a little bit higher expectations. But when I look at it, Evan, it comes down to the pitching. And is your pitching going to hold up over the course of 162 games? Are you going to have a pretty solid rotation? Those things are key for Major League Baseball. Now, you got to have offense. Don't get me wrong. That definitely is needed. But at the end of the day, you have to have deep, solid pitching if you want to make a run to get into the playoffs, because getting into the baseball playoffs, of course, is one of the hardest to do in all the four major sports. And then to make a run, you got to have that pitching. You got to have the big gun, and then you got to be a couple deep guys that can go ahead and throw the rock. But tonight we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. It's great to talk baseball, like you said. To me, that means spring is back. That means, you know, we get to turn our attention to the ball diamond. And it's great with pitchers and catchers reporting for a number of squads. And, you know, let's get spring rolling around. But let's talk about Milwaukee, Evan, a team that is very young, have some young guys that can come out. And, of course, Jonathan Villar is, you know, one guy that came out of nowhere last year. And can he have another strong season? And will he progress or regress, I guess, is my biggest question for Milwaukee this year. I mean, this is a young kid that who knew who he was last year. Now everybody knows who he is. Will he be able to progress and take another step forward? But I'm going to turn it back over to you, and let's get started.
Yeah, well, lots of questions coming out of Brewer spring training. You brought up Jonathan Villar. The question is, what's he going to do? I brought up, I saw an article on FoxSports.com written by Dave Heller, Fox Sports Wisconsin, talking about the Brewers and the projections. So baseball prospect player empirical comparison and optimization test, algorithm system, better known as PECOTA, I think, I don't know if I'm saying this right, has Milwaukee projected to finish with 74 wins, which I capped them at 75 wins on the most this year. I'm not saying they're going to win 75, but I'm saying that's the most amount of games I think they can win at 75. So we're just around that. USA Today put the Brewers at 72 wins, so pretty much a repeat of last year for the Milwaukee Brewers, according to USA Today, where the Brewers had 73 wins last year. And you brought up Jonathan Villar, Jonathan Villar, and I want to bring that up too. He's switching positions. He'll be playing second base this year. And last year, VR had 285, 369, 457 with 19 home runs and 62 stolen bases. That's what he did last year. And BP and Fangraphs have him trending the opposite direction. BP has him doing a stat line of 249, 318, 394 with 15 home runs and 48 stolen bases in 154 games, and Fangraphs has him going 255, 333, 397 with 13 home runs and 42 stolen bases in 133 games. I kind of see VR probably not hitting 285, but it wouldn't surprise me if he hits in the 270s. I think he'll fall back a little bit. I don't expect the year that he had in Milwaukee this past year. He kind of came out of nowhere. But the thing with the Brewers, you don't know. You know, with the young roster they have, you just don't exactly know where they're going to go. You don't know what direction. And you look at the Brewers last year, the beginning of the year, their starting rotation was just absolutely horrific. Willie Peralta got sent down in the minors. Jimmy Nelson looked horrible second half of the year, but looked pretty decent first half of the year. Matt Garza, Junior Guerra, and Zach Davies have pretty much carried the rotation. Guerra 9-3, 281, and Davies 11-7 on the year at 3.97 ERA. I expect those guys to probably not be as efficient as they were last year. I wouldn't be surprised if Davies' ERA is in the fours and Junior Guerra's ERA is in the upper threes. That wouldn't surprise me at all. The question, though, is what's Willie Peralta and Jimmy Nelson going to do? Willie Peralta had a quite dominating second half of the year after being brought back. Over his last 10 starts, he had a 2.92 ERA and looked much more efficient with the baseball after getting just absolutely shelled, going 4-7 and 6.68 before being sent down through 13 starts. And then you look at Matt Garza, Charlie, if they can get anything positive out of Matt Garza before the July 31st trade deadline, that'd be perfect. Because then they could send him back. He's in the last year of his contract. If he can be any kind of efficiency whatsoever, they can trade him for something, to a contender for something. Because there's going to be a team that's going to want that veteran pitcher. And if Garza's, even halfway better than he was last year, that could be a guy people are looking at. But, the Brewers are just too many question marks. And I capped them at 75 wins at the most this year. But I have them – I see them having a hard time winning 70 games, which is the young players. It's all dependent on the development of those young players. It's all dependent on – guys that had down years like Nelson and Peralta, up and up and having bounce back years. It's dependent on guys like Zach Davies and Junior Guerra and Jonathan Villar continuing to have very strong seasons. And I just think that's asking a lot. I'm going to stop there and get your thought on that so far, even before we even remotely talk about Ryan Braun and some other positions at Milwaukee. But what are your early thoughts looking at this team? I expect them to take a step backwards this year. That's just typically what happens with teams that are rebuilding. I expect them to take a bit of a step backwards. What about you?
It's all in that pitching rotation, Evan, and it's marred by question marks. I know the newcomer is Tommy Malone, and what scares me about this rotation is the lack of left-handed pitching. I know that's what Tommy Malone is, but, you know, basically a guy that it's not like he's a dominating pitcher that's going to come in and be a 20-game winner. And there's just too many question marks on the pitching staff. Each of the pitchers, I know you looked at what Junior did last year. Is he going to do the same thing this year? He had a great little run in him. And then you got Zach Davies. You know, those guys, you know, in the rotation did well, but you've got a staff that is just marred by question marks. And then you bring up, I think the biggest thing is Matt Garza. Finally, it seems like this contract took forever to get over with, Evan. This is just the Garza experiment with the big contract just kind of pooed the bed at the end there. And I know he was injured, but it's been a long time coming. I hope he comes out. I said this last year. I hope he comes out, does well, and somebody wants him. Yeah, see if they can get some young prospects back or some pieces for this rebuild. Definitely not in the long term of what Milwaukee wants to do. So hopefully he has a good spring. Hopefully he comes out strong in the beginning of the season and can get some decent market value and maybe go to a team that could use a fourth or fifth starter, and the Brewers can get some return for him and get rid of that big contract that, you know, I guess, you know, when you look at it overall, didn't work out. But it'll be interesting to see how the starting pitching staff, you know, rolls out. They're young arms, but my concern here of it is just the lack of left-hand pitching. And it concerns me a little bit. You know, you keep throwing righty after righty out there with limited left-handed availability. I'd like to see another left-hander or two in that rotation, or even in the bullpen. But it is what it is, and we'll see how it shakes out. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how Junior Guerra, how Zach Davies respond after having, you know, solid campaigns. But, of course, room for improvement. Well, everybody knows, though, Junior Guerra, older guy, but he doesn't have a lot of mileage on the arm. So hopefully, you know, he can come in, continue what he was doing. Hopefully Davies can develop. And then it's just a matter of, is this the starting five you see in the beginning of the season, Evan, will probably not be the same starting five 3-4 months down the road. I don't see a solid put in pen, this is your rotation from start to finish. And I know there's usually injuries anyway, but I think it's going to be one of those where they're going to experiment with a little bit and say, hey, who are our guys and what can we do to get the best rotation out there? Just too many question marks, and we're not even to position players yet. That's just in the starting pitching. So you capped them at 75. I got them right around that 70 mark, Evan. 70 and 92, 72 and 90, somewhere in there. And you know what? It's the same expectation I had from last year. I'm not expecting a run at a division title. I'm not expecting a run at a playoff berth. What I want to see is competitive baseball with improvement. I want to see the young guys develop. I want to see a pitching staff that is getting experience, that's developing confidence to go out and compete. And as long as they're doing that, I guess my expectation as a Brewer fan that will be okay for me. I'm not expecting the world. Like I said, last year I made the bold prediction. I thought they'd be the first team to 100 losses. And, you know, when I thought they were just going to be flat-out terrible. They had strings where they played some good baseball, and then there was the other strings where it was bad because the youth showed up. But, again, the same thing is this year, same expectation for me. I'm not going to say they're going to lose 100. I think they'll get right around 70 wins. But I just want to see some more development. I want to see a club that's developing, adding pieces, trying to solidify a solid core of players that are going to be the foundation for the rebuild. So let's move into some of the position areas. I know you want to talk about Ryan Braun. Let's go there.
Yeah. Well, at first I want to say I didn't say they're going to win 75. I said at the most they will win 75. So I'm projecting them to have a hard time even reaching 70 wins. So when I say I capped them at 75, I just don't see them doing any better than that. If they get more than 75 wins, this season is a success in my book. If they get, like, let's say 77 wins, which is a success. Position-wise, again, bunch of holes. A lot of question marks, a lot of uncertainties. First being catcher for the first time since for quite some time, the Brewers don't know who their starting catcher is going to be. Is it, Jonathan Lucroy's gone. He's down in Texas. Martin Maldonado is gone, and this is the first time since 2010 they don't know who the catcher is going to be. It can be Andrew Susick, it can be Jeff Randle, Bandy, it can be Manny Pena. All three of them are career backups. It'd be interesting to see if one of those three can take the job. Or is one of the young guys going to pull a Jonathan Lucroy, come out of nowhere, and take the starting catching job? You know, where's Scooter Jeanette's role on the team? VR is moving to second base. Orlando Arcia is playing short. Scooter Jeanette's kind of the odd man out. Hernan Perez is that utility guy. Hernan Perez can play anywhere. He can play third. He can play first. He can play middle. He can play outfield. So where is he going to play? And Travis Shaw is expected to play third base. So where's Scooter Jeanette going to play? You know, there's not really many openings for him at all on this roster. So who knows where he's going to play. And then the Brewers sign a first baseman from Japan and Korea. And how is he going to play? You know, he hasn't been at the big leagues since 2012. And, you know, who knows how he's going to do. Trying to remember his name, but who knows how he, you know, who knows what he's going to do in the big league pitching. Eric Thames, he hasn't been in the majors since 2012, but he brings a lot of power. He brings a lot of home run power, which the Brewers could use in their lineup, especially after letting Chris Carter go. But the big question, Ryan Braun. Will Ryan Braun still be in a Brewer uniform at the end of 2017? That's the question. They were 20 minutes away, Troy, of completing a deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers sending Puig to Milwaukee. 20 minutes away. If the waiver deadline was 20 minutes longer, Ryan Braun would not be a Milwaukee Brewer. And I have a hard time seeing Ryan Braun still at the Brewers by the trade deadline. I think the Dodgers would probably be the most logical choice since they already had the foundation of a trade made anyway. I think the Dodgers are the logical choice. I think the Dodgers are going to decide they want some outfield help. And I think the Dodgers are going to make a move for Ryan Braun. So that's going to be my bold prediction by July 31st, 2017. Ryan Braun is going to be wearing Dodger blue. I just see him being moved. And if the Brewers can move him, they can bring in quite the haul, especially if Ryan Braun's playing like he did last year. They can bring in quite the combination of prospects and almost big league ready players for him. Now, the other guy I want to see them move, obviously I mentioned, is Matt Garza, but we'll see if that's, you know, that's another, you know, we'll see what they can do there with that. But infield, a lot of questions on development of guys outfield. You obviously have Ryan Braun. You have Domingo Santana. Who plays center field? I couldn't tell you right now, Troy, who the center field is going to be for the Brewers. I just don't know. It could be a combination of a lot of pieces. And, you know, one guy that had a really strong second half of the year is Keon Broxton. He's probably the front runner for that center field job. But he was a guy that was up and down last year. Majors, minors, until the second half of the year. He batted .294, .399, .538. But he's a guy that's coming off a broken wrist that he suffered in Chicago on the Ivory. So what about you, what are your thoughts on the position players, especially Ryan Braun?
Well, I agree. Ryan Braun probably will not be in a Brewer uniform. Again, you look at a rebuild. And this, we talked about this before last season. This is not a 1 or 2 year thing where the Brewers turn this around. We talked about the minor league and some of the young kids that are down there, but they need a little bit more time to develop before you bring them up to the big club. I mean, you're talking literally 3, 4, 5 years, Evan, and will Ryan Braun be productive when this team gets good? My answer is could be, but probably not. And so when you're looking at rebuilding, some people are going to argue, no, Ryan Braun, keep him around, loyalty, blah, blah, blah. No, move him. Move him out, get some, again, young talent, and continue this rebuild. If you're going to do it, you got to be all hands in, all feet in. You got to jump completely in. You and I talked about it last year, that if you're going to commit to a rebuild, it has to be 100%. It can't be, well, we're going to throw this in. Oh, we're going to take this back out of the pot. No, we're going to. You have to be committed to it and basically strip the cupboards. And when you've got a guy like Ryan Braun that, you know, you're not going to get the same stuff you would have got 2, 3 years ago. But if he's playing well, and it's, you know, it's a market where somebody needs to add a quality player, the Brewers can get a good return on the investment. And so I agree. I think Ryan Braun, there's going to be some suitors. Now, a lot will depend on how he comes out of the gate, how he's performing. But I definitely think there's going to be some suitors. The Dodgers definitely are probably a very good choice, logical choice. But I think there's going to be, hopefully, a number of teams that will be in the running. Because what that'll do, Evan, is if there's a number of teams that are interested, it will allow the Brewers to be a little bit in control with what they're going to get for a return and what they're going to be able to add to the roster. But when you look at this roster, Evan, holy crap. It's young, inexperienced, outside of the likes of a Braun. And, you know, I know you got Chris Carter, but you just look at it, it's like, who are these guys? You know, what is this team? What's going to go on here? It'll be interesting. You know, again, you got another young guy, shortstop Arcia, Orlando Arcia. I like this kid. I hope he develops well. It'll be interesting to see what he does in a whole 162-game season, called up last year. Nice to see that. So you've got some of the young pieces in there, but like you said, you got a lot of question marks. And so, again, I think your opening day starting 8 position players is probably going to be different 3, 4 months down the road. It's just one of those where this team has so many questions. And where do you put them and what's going to go on here? But you just look at the guys that are going to be in spring training, Evan, and it's like, wow. I guess my concern is, offensively, where's it going to come from? Defensively, where's it going to come from? I'm prepared for not a good season. Now, again, you can surprise, but this is a roster, Evan, where the whole, like, stars would need to align and everything would need to fall in place for this team to even get to 500. You know, and it, again, nothing against the guys they got in camp. I know they're young. and inexperience. But man, I'm looking at an article. Where's the article from? I want to make sure I get it right. From SB Nation, and it's just a quick look at the roster, and it's listing all the position player depth. Evan, and here's the names: Hernan Perez, Yadiel Rivera, Keon Braxton, Michael Reed, Martin Maldonado, some familiar names. But then you got...
Well, Maldonado's gone.
And so...
Yeah, Maldonado's gone.
And then you have Kyle Wren, Manny Pena, Garrett Cooper, Andy Wilkins, Ramon Flores. You got Neuenhaus on there, Jake Elmore, Shane Peterson. And so, you know, when you look at this list of guys, it's just like, well, what's going on here? Where's offense going to come from? Where's defense going to come from? I think you're in that rebuilding mode where you're looking at, we need to whittle out who is our core moving forward for the next 3, 4, 5 years. And so it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out during spring training. But again, it's intriguing to me, because my expectations are no more than 70 wins. So, again, if they're bad, they're bad. And I'm okay with that. I want to see the storylines that develop throughout the year. But it would not be, Evan, for me, I would not be surprised if you saw, you know, 6, 7, 8-game losing streaks and a number of them tied together throughout the year. It's just because I don't think they have that type of roster this year. And it's just more develop these guys. So there's my quick thought.
Yeah, basically, and the Brewer fans, you guys got to be patient this year. Got to be patient this year. Don't get worked up if they do go through an 8 or 9-game losing streak. Keep supporting the young guys. This is a rebuild. Rebuilds take time. I said they won 72 games this past year. They're probably going to 73 games, I mean. They're probably going to take a step back or two, and that's something you got to remember. That's something you got to realize. They might finish with more losses this year than they did last year. It happens when you got a young team. Some players who had great years in 1 year fall back the following year, and some that had a bad year bounce back and have a great year. So just a lot of question marks around the team. But the big thing is, got to be patient. You know, look how long, and I'm not saying the Brewers are going to be the Cubs, but look how long it took the Cubs to get from rebuild to World Series champs. It takes time, and you've got to be patient, and you can't rush the rebuild. If you start trying to rush the rebuild, that's where you're going to have problems. So that's all I have. I'm going to throw it to you to wrap it up and let the listeners go.
Yeah, another great show talking Milwaukee Brewers. It's going to be a lot of baseball right now, Evan, you know, because you're in that part of the NHL-NBA season where still a handful of games before those two leagues get started in their playoffs. And in between there, you got spring training, and then you got some things going on in the NFL with the combine and the draft. But a lot of baseball from here on out, which is great because you and I both love baseball. We love talking baseball. So it'll be interesting as we go around Major League Baseball and you know, preview some of the teams that are out there. For those listening in, make sure you find us on Twitter. A couple of ways to do that. The show Twitter handle is at Red Light Sports. My personal handle is at TroyRobert967. And Evan Witalison is at EvanWitSports. Find us on Twitter. Follow us. Tweet us out what you want us to talk about. We'll gladly get it on the air. Tomorrow night is Wednesday night, which is our traditional Twitter talk. Make sure you join us live at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. You can find the link on any of our Twitter handles. But we're live every night at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Enjoy your night, everyone.